up, ATS? This is the SAF Saffronia weighing in on this 2 out of 3 Amigos Project Northwood podcast thread on ATSC conspiracies. My post history, well, you'll see that I'm not really into conspiracies. I don't really sit around looking them up. I've done a little bit of reading in the different areas, the different sections and threads and things, but I don't really get into it. But while I was listening to this podcast by William and Springer, all I could think was, okay, these men sat around a table paid for by the taxpayers in a room paid for by the taxpayers and plotted to kill the taxpayers. I mean, how ridiculous can that be? What kind of people are these? I mean, they're on our dime, folks. We're paying their salary. We pay for their livelihood. And they're sitting up here. I don't pay my government to think of ways to kill me. I'm sorry. Hey, call me crazy, but I don't think my government should be sitting around thinking of ways to kill me. Okay? And I want to know who these people are, because I was reading on whatreallyhappened.com the article about the Project Northwood and how these people went from administration to administration. But not just that, they have proteges or people that look up to them and look up to their ideology, and these people are in our government. So I think if this train of thought, this ideology was laid out, maybe it would be a map straight to 9/11. It could be a map straight to 9/11. Have we thought about this? I mean, I've never thought about this. I hear people say, oh, all that, the dots do not add up for 9/11, but I don't really pay attention, you know. Maybe I needed a wake-up call, but I couldn't even wrap my mind around the fact that these people were sitting in a room on the taxpayers' dime thinking about plotting against taxpayers. So how can I even begin to start to unravel a conspiracy when I'm still stuck on, hey, that was my money. You drank coffee and ate donuts and talked about killing me with my money, you know. So I think we're really in a dangerous place, and the wake up call really needs to be there. And I can't even fathom it. Just the idea. I mean, I think about when Paul Wolfowitz came out and said, well, there were 3 reasons to invade Iraq, but we thought we would go with whatever worked. So we'll just lay everything out, and one of these things is gonna catch on. One of these things, the people will cling to one of these things. So we'll just throw everything out there, and whatever they cling to, that's our reason. The ends justifies the means. That's textbook, and that's why I think, you know, a lot of the things in the administration today are so Machiavellian, and the thoughts that come out of there are so Machiavellian, and the ultimate tricksters, I'm telling you. And so I will be visiting more on the conspiracy boards. I mean, just to see the documents laid out, I'm telling you, people, it's not that I didn't have any idea. It's just, wow, you know, this with my money, you're going to kill me with my money. I mean, hey, with my money, you're going to plot to kill me. That's crazy. I can't even imagine. So yeah, as I was going through it, it really gave me something to think about, and I definitely followed as many links as I could, because, you know, this type of information, you gotta eat up. I mean, you can't read or listen to this one time and think, oh, okay, well, okay, back to life. You have to look at it and be like, oh my God, you know, this really happened. Well, what else happened? Well, who was this guy and what was that guy? And that's the problem. That's why I really don't get into conspiracies, because no, I don't really have the time. But with this, you have to stop and look and pay attention and wonder where this came from, who came up with this. Is this ideology still at work today? And that's the question. Is this ideology still at work today? could this be the ideology that led us to 9/11? I don't know. So, yeah, that's just what I'm thinking. And magic word for real, because I'm with you right now, brother. I'm with you, because I don't think I could just put this one down. But that's my thoughts on the situation. Peace, y'all. This is the SAF.